toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You get to bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And on the way here tonight, we got some gun-related news coming from two cities, New York and New Orleans. And it's all bad news, I'm afraid. Also on the way, the Scientology NASCAR. What's that all about? Plus, turns out that that cup of coffee that you might be having in the morning or when you get to work might actually be opening you up to persuasion. We'll explain that. Plus, Mark, you want to talk about God and America's founding.
Mm-hmm.
Was it indeed the case that, well, God was behind the whole thing, or that it was a Christian nation? We'll explore that. Plus, as it turns out, it's unconstitutional to force kids to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. But first, we go...
I think it would be.
First, we go to homelandstupidity.us. Actors prepare for border security theater from Michael Hampton. The president hath spoken. Let there be border security. At those words, hundreds of people in Washington jumped up and began preparing to do their part to stage what will become, at best, border security theater, and at worst, a border security nightmare. The Department of Homeland Security's running around with purpose or without purpose or direction, like chickens with their heads cut off. It's failed to develop a strategic border security plan, which has really ticked off Congress. And the reason, of course, is that the Department of Homeland Security really has no idea what to do to secure the border, aside from throw some money at it. Lots and lots of, well, your money.
That's what they do to solve problems.
Right. So according to the Secretary, Michael Chertoff, quote, "And so we began the process of looking at this issue in a comprehensive fashion, beginning the process of looking at the issue."
Comprehensively.
Right.
Because you wouldn't want to look at just one portion of the issue.
Right.
No, especially if you're going to spend millions upon millions of dollars looking at the issue, you have to look at it comprehensively.
And you have to begin the process before you can actually start to look at it. So beginning the process is a whole other process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, his quote,
I can't get a, you know, it reminds me of that damn train that they tried to build here in Florida.
The bullet train?
Bullet train. I think it was 2 years, or was it four?
It was about 4 years ago now.
4 years. Well, 4 years ago, but how long did it take them to get from,
beginning the process of looking at it
to deciding it's impossible? The train's going to cost us $50 million to, the train's going to cost us $500 million. And it took them 2 years to say that.
Right.
They hadn't done anything. Yeah. There's not the first monorail or piece of track or anything laid.
Just a few meetings from the task force.
They spent $17 million deciding that they couldn't build a train for $50 million, but in fact they'd have to have $500 million.
Well, you know, it costs a lot of money to get bureaucrats from all different parts of the state together all in one place. $17 million,
for 2 years.
That's a bargain. All right, continuing Mr. Chertoff's statement, basically trying to understand the whole system of what fuels the illegal migration business model so we could figure out what our best approach would be to deter it. And to really dismantle it, because you guys have done such a great job with dismantling the drug trade. Oh, wait, no, they haven't. and, of course, they came up with the wrong answer, according to Mr. Hampton, because they asked the wrong question. Again, according to Chertoff, first of all, we needed to add more people, he said. And you've got to add more government contracts for, quote, things like fences, vehicle barriers, and roads, and as important, next-generation technology, he said, in order to, quote, arrest 1 million people, but not just to arrest them, quote, we have to actually remove them. And in order to do so, Department of Homeland Security is going to have to do a lot more work, and it gets a lot more money, at least $2 billion for fancy gadgets alone, and another $1.95 billion for more Border Patrol agents. In fact, I saw elsewhere that with these new expansions that the Border Patrol is looking into going through, going up to, what, 18,000 agents, I think we've heard, from their current ranks at 9 or 12,000, it's going to be the largest federal law enforcement bureaucracy in America. The Border Patrol will become larger than the FBI. It will be the biggest if,
well,
this goes through.
I'll tell you, who would want to start a new government agency if it wasn't, in fact, the biggest?
It's not a new agency.
Well,
they're just expanding it.
I see. Well, he's sort of taken over on it. Homeland Security, border, now, maybe not. I don't know.
So, again, he's apparently, quote, we're trying to come up with cost estimates now, said Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense, Paul McHale. Yes, that's really his title. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense. DOD and DHS will use civilian contractors when appropriate, he says. The department will be arresting a lot more people, so they'll need to make more creative use of existing detention space, and they actually have to build new detention facilities. Good thing they already have a $385 million Halliburton contract for that, which we reported on last year.
Sure.
But wait, what about the so-called illegal migration business model? Let's let Chertoff speak again. Quote, if we look at the business model for the illegal migrant, we have to consider the tremendous economic pressure that's driving people into this country. So what's the plan? If you build a dam and you don't have a spillway to drain off some of the excess water in a way that's productive, you'll eventually have to either keep building the dam higher and higher or the dam will break.
You know, hold on just a second.
Yeah.
The problem with this analogy is people that want freedom and to be able to provide for their families aren't water.
Okay.
You can't just hold them back. The analogy isn't that good.
I see where you're coming from. At least he understands.
They're all, each one of them, motivated to get through. The water is just sort of an, it has gravity pushing it along.
Gravity's a pretty big motivation.
It is
for water.
It is a pretty big motivation, but it's certainly something that can be
you could work
stifled.
Against it.
Yeah, I just don't think that, I don't think the analogy holds very well.
Well, it's the bureaucrat, so what do you expect? He says, well, we have to have a spillway for some of this economic pressure, and that's the temporary worker program. And in order to make that work, we also have to have a stick. And that's the tough interior enforcement. Once again, we're hearing that phrase, interior enforcement.
Now, interior enforcement has got to be the most ominous sounding of this whole article.
Yes, indeed. And how many of the anti-immigration zealots out there are really taking this into account, really understand what this is going to mean for the way, for their way of life in America, their relatively free way of life at the moment?
Because what you can eat, you have basically three. I'm going to make basically three choices. There are certainly different plans that people can come up with, but I'm going to water it down. You can open up the border and let free people be free. Now I think there's
get rid of welfare
and get rid of, but that's the problem. There's some problems with this particular plan. A, we're blowing up Mohammedanians as quick as we can find them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're in the Middle East and in the wrong place, we're going to shoot you. So that creates terrorists and people that want to kill our citizens. Politicians really don't care very much if we kill the citizens, but they do care if the citizens have the perception that we're letting them letting terrorists through. So mm-hmm. That's not going to really work. Secondly, so we would have to stop doing that. Secondly, we're putting this big free birthday cake out for these people to come across the border. So, come free, have free cake!
Yeah.
No other countries are putting, I don't know what other countries are doing, but why would you put out free birthday cake for people?
I don't know.
Just take the birthday cake off the table.
Yeah.
Let people come here and work for a living.
Sensible solution.
Now, that's choice number one. Choice number two is to lock everything up, walls and the whole deal. Well, if you take choice number two, the Department of the Interior here, Interior Enforcement,
right,
you're going to have SS soldiers. Choice number three has...
No, they won't be called the SS, though.
No, they'll be called
the
DI.
A nice, friendly name, Department of Homeland Security, Illegal Immigration Enforcement.
Whatever they are, they will act like the SS. Because they will have to stop people. It's not. You can't even use drug-sniffing dogs to find Mexicans because they don't smell different.
They might come to your door and say, we'd like to search your home.
Go to hell.
No. You don't seem to understand. We'd like to come in and look around.
Sure.
You don't mind, do you?
You can come in. Right through my Mossberg.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who is a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com where we have archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the program is right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee like those other talk shows want from you. We just give them away at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. In fact, we're going to the phones, Mark. We're going to come back to this immigration thing because one of our emailers, who is actually a federal agent, has some questions about this whole issue. We're going to get to that, but first we go to Lauren Canario calling from Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Lauren.
How you doing?
Great.
Hey, we got some news from New London here. The city of New London has decided to not take the governor's advice and not give the titles back to the property owners, but to evict them, all the ones who left. Actually, A number of them have sold, and only two property owners are still holding out.
So the alliance has began crumbling. We started with the Kelo, seven different property owners. They have now, one by one, sort of sold out. And, in fact, I believe one of the guys that just recently sold, Mr. Von Winkle, just happened to lose his son in a shooting. And I'm not sure what the situation was surrounding that shooting, but his son died recently. And so just after that tragedy, he decided that he was going to go ahead and sell.
Right. And they gave him an extension, but he decided to sell anyway. The pressure has been on
these people for several years. And, I mean, they certainly deserve applause and appreciation for standing as strong as they have, as long as they have. It's, of course, sad to see each one of them drop off as time goes on. And we're now left with, I believe, Suzette Kelo and Michael Cristofaro are the only two homeowners remaining that are willing, apparently, to fight all the way to the end, or we'll see, hopefully.
That's right. I have a question for the listeners out there.
Okay.
I was just wondering, personal advice. What would you do if you lived in the Fort Trumbull neighborhood and the eviction notices were coming within a month or so?
Now, have they not gotten eviction notices up to this point? I mean, it would seem like they've been told many, many times along the way, you don't have a house here anymore. Get out. Haven't they?
But they have, but not the formal, you know, state, legal eviction notice.
I see.
Got it.
So this, you would say that this is a step up in the temperature as far as this situation goes?
Intensity?
Yeah, I would say it's all going to be probably September is when everyone is scheduled to move out or be pushed out.
Well, what would we do? I mean, obviously our listeners can call in and answer at 800-259-9231. I'd like to say that I would stay and stick it out, but with only one other homeowner to back me up and a questionable amount of support, I mean, do these guys still have a decent amount of backup as far as the local residents are concerned, or have they pretty much been abandoned? What's that situation like? I mean, we know you're there, Lauren, and that's good, but is there more than you that will be willing to show up at a court trial or show up to stand in front of the bulldozers, that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, there was the city hall or the city council meeting yesterday was filled to the brim. There nearly is 100 people in one room, and all but, say, two or three of them were in support of the property owners here.
Okay, that's good, because, I mean, the feeling that I got from watching these guys drop off was that, oh, no, you know, they must be dropping off because the support is withering or something like that. So it's good to know that there's still a base level of community support behind them. I'd say stand as strong and as long as possible. I mean, I hope they can stick it out. And by the way, Lauren, you were living in an apartment that was owned by one of the owners, but he's now selling. So, as you put it at the NHFree.com forums, your new landlord's going to be the city, or the NLDC, correct?
That's right. Pretty soon they'll be looking me up and asking me some questions, I imagine.
Now, Lauren, these two property owners that are left, I know that some people have property from, they have several units, and some of them are rented. Do each of these property owners just have one house there and they live there, or are they rent landlords, or what's the deal?
Suzette Kelo is a one-family house, and she lives there. Mr. Cristofaro's house is big enough for two families, and he does not live there. He has some tenants.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's going to get interesting, and Lauren, I know you're going to keep us up to date. Was there anything else on your mind today?
No, just that question. What would you do if you lived in Fort Trumbull?
Well, if any of our listeners want to answer it, 800-259-9231, I'd say stay strong. But then again, I'd also say maybe you should sell and move to New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, Lauren. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I can't say I know what I'd do. I've taken compromises in the past, and it just doesn't seem like any of these people have been given really good compromises. Maybe the city has come along and quietly under the table, hey, here's, you know, what your property's really worth and a couple extra bucks just to get out of this mess.
I can't believe that would be the case.
Well, they've offered so low up until this point, and they've used the power of the court systems, and they've successfully won and won and won.
Right.
I would find that unlikely, but at the same time, I don't know. Like I think it's a victory for tyranny if the Fort Trumbull neighborhood just sort of disappears.
I see what you mean.
But the city of New London doesn't really have any motivation to, doesn't have any short-term motivation, which is usually the motivation that works, to really perpetuate tyranny. They just want the piece of property.
Yeah.
And they want it for as cheaply as they can get it, and this is drug on and cost them more than they could imagine, and that kind of thing. Not that it matters.
I see where you're coming from,
and
it's a possibility, but would they be coming to the owners and saying, psst, here's some extra cash, don't tell anybody? Because wouldn't you think that one of these guys might say, hey, by the way, the government actually made us a decent offer?
I guess you're right. They probably would say that, and but none of them have.
Yeah.
So
toll-free number 800-259-9231 to the email box from the federal agent. He says, I've fallen a bit behind in listening, but it seems that Walt hasn't called in lately.
No.
What's the deal? I haven't heard about any dead IRS agents, so I'm guessing that he hasn't had a physical disagreement with those guys. Well, as far as I know, we're still on in Kansas City, so who knows?
Well,
some people come and go, you know.
We've been told that Walt has a tendency to come and sort of go. The board ops from Genesis, GCN, know Walt, and he's called in on other shows.
Right.
So, you know, he comes, he goes. We certainly like to get the calls.
He might be out of town. You never know what happens to people. We've had some callers disappear for several months and then just all of a sudden resurface.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. 800-259-9231. The Fed continues. He says, my biggest disagreement with open borders is that if we allow everybody in, then we're allowing our enemies in. And I'd like to make the point that I believe the enemies are already here. They're in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah. The biggest enemies we've got have already taken over.
He says, I don't mean the brown people, Mexicans, South, Central Americans, or whatever you guys are saying that anti-illegal immigration people protest. My area of concern is allowing immigration from the Middle East. I believe that you and Mark said that the U.S. would not be hated if the Middle East would just get, if we would just get out of there. I disagree.
Well, I think we would still be hated because we have we've thrown our weight around for quite some time. But think about countries that haven't thrown their weight around, and how much do they hate them in the Middle East?
Well, he has a different reason why he thinks that we'd be hated. We'll explore that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Also coming up, the bad news for gun owners in New York City and New Orleans. On the way, you take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. America's flag waves red, white, and blue and stands for freedom. Well, the banners of racing sport colors and brandish messages of their own. And when we come back, I'll run them up the flagpole.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Just like Old Glory, the flags of racing have colors and messages too, and they're waved to communicate with drivers. Like on street lights, green flags mean go. Yellow means caution and slow down, and red means stop the race. Blue flags tell contenders to let the faster driver overtake, and white says one lap to go. Racer's favorite flag, the checkered flag, is black and white and marks the finish line. Interestingly, the first checkered flag waved in 1890 was actually a tablecloth. It may have signaled the end of an impromptu Italian contest, but it was the beginning of a tradition. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Our website is totally free. The wiki is there, wiki.freetalklive.com. The wiki is something created by the listeners. It is over 650 pages large.
It's incredible. That's a lot of pages on the internet.
All of the content was placed there by you, the listenership. We turned on the wiki, essentially, it was a turnkey thing. We turned it on and said, go to it. And you guys created information about the show, information about the hosts, the guests, the issues we talk about.
Fan clubs.
All on your own. All non-centrally controlled, total decentralization, and it's working well. In fact, you can go in, and if you see something you think is wrong, you can change it.
Except like the front page. I think the front page is pretty firm.
That's only to prevent people from coming along and vandalizing the front page.
Or spamming it or whatever.
Yeah. And then there's also, so you can come along, you can change it. You can also add to it. So if you want to add another page to the entire thing, go ahead. You can do whatever you want. wiki.freetalklive.com. All right. So we're talking about immigration. The federal agent has emailed in here, and he says he's concerned not so much with Mexicans or Central Americans or South Americans coming into the United States, but specifically with people coming from the Middle East. He says that we said that the U.S. wouldn't be hated if in the Middle East if we would just pull out of there. And yes, we've certainly said that that would go a long way towards regaining our status as a respectable nation. I agree with you, Mark, that if we were to just leave, it wouldn't mean that those people would stop hating us. But it might foster a bit of goodwill, certainly a lot more than us staying there and continuing to kill their friends and their family members.
Well, I've got two things to say about this. I agree. This is the single most important issue surrounding the immigration debate. I concur that I find it very troubling that, Ahmed and his happy hoodlums could come across the border and get into our country and then set up a terrorist cell here and then enact some kind of terrible violence. That's what I find the worst. We don't see it happening much. Now, there was the cell in Toronto, but... Well, essentially, they're all Canadians. I mean, most of them had been there in their country for quite some time.
We're coming up on 5 years now since 9/11.
Right, and it's not like it's happening all the time. We find that very rarely these news stories come across. Secondly, the Mexican border is less than half the length of the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get into this country, maybe going into Canada is a better way to do it.
Perhaps so.
It's just an idea.
Also, let's also consider hijackers were legitimate. They were here legally.
They were, and those were. Plus, also, if you wanted to, suppose you have to come across the Mexican border. I don't know why, but maybe it's easier to slip into San Salvador than it is to slip into Tuktoyaktuk. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have any idea. But you wouldn't go through Laredo, if you knew that they had these checkpoints there,
mm-hmm.
you'd get one of these coyote people to slide you through the border right there in Arizona, someplace out in the middle of the desert.
Right.
You'd make sure you weren't caught. Terrorists are going to get... Mexicans are getting across the border. Terrorists are getting across the border right now.
Right.
So this whole hubbub that we've had, we haven't had this hubbub since 2001 when the attacks actually occurred. I mean, if you want to close the barn door after the horse got out, at least close it right after the horse gets out. Don't wait 6 years to close the door.
Yeah, who knows how many of them have already filtered in, right?
Right. I mean, if they were really going to do it, they should be here already. We're going to miss them.
Yeah. Well, let's continue here. He says it. He says that he thinks that the Islamic faith is going to continue to try to change the world into one Islamic caliphate. I'm not sure what that word means. It doesn't matter what we want.
It's from a caliph.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that mean?
A caliph is a guy who's in charge of. He's a sheikh.
I see.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what we want. If we allow open immigration, it means that we would have to accept open immigration from Islamic countries. Is that prejudice? Maybe. But I believe that history and the Quran show that Islam is a threat. If you read the Quran, it doesn't make exception for being a good neighbor. The book clearly shows that you're either part of the House of Islam or the House of War, the infidels. That doesn't mean that there are not good Muslims. It just means that there are many out there that would destroy us for not being Muslims.
Well, I think that what you're taking as fact is that Muslims are now the way they will always be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not looking at... So you're saying, I should take a defensive posture. Well, the way they see it is, I should strike back because these Muslims are striking us. Well, the only thing that the Muslims see is us striking. They don't see us striking back. They're not looking at it that way. So it's an escalation of violence that is going to continue to go up and up.
Of course.
We close our borders, and then, some other Muslims get mistreated because we're still over in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an escalation of violence. If the Muslims see, wow, we can have freedom, then will they continue to do what it is that these Wahhabians want them to do? I don't think so. I don't think if they see real freedom that
somebody now we're speculating. I mean, somebody could very easily say,
I'm not speculating about an escalation of violence.
I agree with that. But the whole thing about them wanting freedom, somebody could easily say, no, they won't want freedom. They're not interested in that because that's against their religion. But anyway, he says, I guess I'm trying to ask this: if we're supposed to let everyone in, what do we do about our enemies? If you move to New Hampshire and you have an influx of people who are trying to destroy your way of life, what do you do?
To say that America is we and our, we and our is somewhat inaccurate. We don't have a country. The country is a collective figment of your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm sorry, but that's just really the way it is. I have a piece of property.
Line's drawn.
I have a couple of pieces of property in Sarasota, Florida. And other than that, I don't really have anything. So this whole we, our collective interest is kind of like the culture statement. I don't think that they're going to come in here and try to hurt us. They haven't done it that much already.
Well, plus, if they do, if what the federal agent is suggesting here comes true, let's say that we have our fantasy, Mark, and that, or at least my fantasy, and that we pulled all of our troops home from around the world, not just out of the Middle East, but also out of Germany and Korea and all the other places.
I want that.
Get everybody home.
Yes.
And that way the world will know that America is done trying to be the world's police. We have had a major paradigm shift. We've gone back to neutrality. That's going to send a huge... Talk about sending messages. That actually would send a message to the rest of the world, the fact that we've removed our troops. Then we open, we end welfare, and then we open up the borders to allow...
We end government welfare. There will still be
end government,
lots of private welfare.
There's going to be private charities always, of course. So we end government welfare, we open up the borders, and then the federal agent will be scared because he believes that if that's the case, then these Islamic folk will come in here and try to kill people. But really, I'm sorry, even if that's true, even if it's true that if we open the borders and Islamic people start coming in here, violent people start coming in, I don't trust the federal, local, or state governments to protect me from these individuals. These are the same people that can't keep drugs out of prisons. I don't want them going around trying to identify who might be an Islamic terrorist and who isn't. Because then, once again, we're getting into this situation of internal enforcement, where there has to be some sort of bureaucracy to validate whether or not you're an Islamic terrorist or not. I would much rather leave it to the marketplace to provide me with security functions. I would much rather shop around for some sort of a security apparatus, some sort of protection company, if I was really indeed that frightened of being attacked by a Muslim. Plus, if we totally decentralize in America and we don't have big government installations, for instance, for Islamists to attack, then their targets will be limited to marketplace businesses and that sort of thing. And those businesses should take care of themselves. It's not my responsibility. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. On our website, you can sign up for updates, and then we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh and new to announce about the show. Get on the updates list for free at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. We're addressing an email from the federal agent. He is a federal agent, a law enforcement agent in Texas, and he's concerned with this whole let's end end government welfare and open the borders idea because he doesn't want terrorists just being allowed to waltz right into the country.
Well, and one of the things that he said, he's used terms like us and we, and I certainly understand the use of those terms. I use them in reference to the country. But I'd like to make something clear. We weren't attacked on 9/11/01. We weren't. Like, were you attacked?
No, I woke up at 2 o'clock that afternoon.
Well, I woke up. I ran around scared. I was very upset. I bought a shotgun that day. The Mossberg that I'm always talking about, I bought on September the 11th, 2001. But I wasn't attacked. Only a government building, two private buildings, or one private building in New York City, and four airplanes were attacked. Now, there were 3,000 people who died, and it's a real tragedy. I don't want to diminish that those people dying was a tragedy, but, you know, that's sort of, let's be clear, there's a crime committed. Mm-hmm. Are we attacked every day when somebody, you know, goes into a 7-Eleven and robs it because the two people in the 7-Eleven are Americans?
Yeah, at what point, how many people have to die to make it we that have been attacked, right?
Well, were we attacked when Timothy McVeigh blew up the federal building? I didn't feel attacked.
No.
I thought it was a tragedy and it was weird, but I wasn't. I didn't feel the same way that I felt when we found out about 9/11. I think that I'm sure that more people died in the 9/11 tragedy.
I think so. Yeah.
Quite a few more. But I don't know. It seems like we get a little too caught up in this whole country we thing.
Nationalist fervor.
It really is nationalist fervor. And
so
I'm,
really, it was a failure of course, the first failure was airline security. And if that was something that was also turned over to the marketplace, to where
it was
airlines,
still what it was at the time.
No, it was all, most airports are run by governments. So therefore, even though the government might have hired a private security force to secure their airport, it's still government-controlled security. What I'm talking about is true market competition for security on airlines, where each airline would be allowed to set their own security policy and would be allowed to enforce it how they would like. If that was the case, there's a good chance that those hijackings wouldn't have even happened in the first place. But also, even if it did, then you would have a liability on the airline's part for allowing their plane to be smashed into a building and killing thousands of people. It's a private problem.
I think that would have just put the airlines out of business, by the way.
Well, it certainly would have.
That particular airline would have just, whichever one it was, would have just gone out of business.
And as we pointed out so many times on Free Talk Live, if there was an airline that was allowed its customers to carry weapons on there, then in that case the hijackers wouldn't have gotten much farther than pulling out their weapons, because they would have been gunned down. Or even if they didn't have weapons, Mark, as you pointed out, a bunch of unarmed Americans at this point would most likely jump on them.
I really believe they would. I know that the federal agent isn't of that same mindset, but I'm scared of the idea of going on an airplane with whoever wants to be
so don't armed. Go on it.
But when you think about it, and chances are good that you meet at least one or two armed people a day, and you're in the media.
If you're out and about,
If you're out and about within 10 feet of probably one or two armed people, you don't really think about it because they're not flashing their gun around,
no.
They're not waving it in people's face and making them do things and stuff like that.
Right.
They just happen to be armed, and they're responsible with their weapons. So I don't know that putting armed people on a plane would be any more dangerous than taking a bus or walking around downtown and getting a cup of coffee or anything.
Well, the federal agent says, "You guys have changed a lot of my opinions, and I'm willing to consider your reply to this." Fed, look, we didn't change your opinions. You changed your opinions. Don't take your onus of control away from yourself and put it on Free Talk Live as though you started listening to Free Talk Live and we somehow reached into your mind to change your mind around. No, you made that decision. You listened to us talk about certain things. You analyzed our positions, compared them against your own, and made a decision that maybe you might have been wrong on something. But that was all you. It wasn't us. I want to make sure that's clear. Also, he says, "And just to let you know, I now believe in the legalization of drugs, the abolition of gun laws, and even getting rid of the FCC. I'm not a Republican anymore. I don't like Bush. So even you must admit that I have some hope."
I think his name's Manwich.
Huh?
I don't know. He's just
okay.
He sounds very, very close to my theories and my old name is
Manwich. He's shifted quite a way since he started listening to the show. And that's awesome. That's excellent.
It shows critical thinking.
Yes.
To me, because I try to critically think about everything. I try not to emotionalize these things, and I want to make the best decisions. So,
right. And the best decision for our security is to take it out of the hands of the government. I mean, once again, I'll throw out the old Harry Brown question. What's your favorite government program? They're just not effective. They don't spend money wisely. They don't do things correctly. They're slow, stupid, bureaucratic, and virtually useless.
Well,
let's get it out of their hands so we can truly be safe and free.
I'm not sure that I agree that policing should be taken out of the hands of the government, but I will tell you that I think that once the drug war is stopped, that policing will become better because police will be able to concentrate on issues like this that they handle.
It's interesting that you say you're not sure if the police should be taken out of the hands of the government, but at the same time, would you agree that the police should be voluntarily funded?
You know, I keep on going all different places, but it would be so hard. I think that the people that use the services should be doing the funding.
Okay, we're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231 plus the bad news about guns in New York City and New Orleans. It's all coming up. Your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and shop with us. We got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer, and they sell virtually anything. I mean, if you can think of a department store category, they've got it. And it's affordable. And the shipping deals are great. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's how you should enter their site. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Because if you enter that way, then anything that you buy will get a percentage of your purchase. So instead of that percentage going to Amazon, which is what it would normally do, go to Free Talk Live. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So a moment ago, we were talking about voluntary funding for the police department. And I actually just finished up writing a submission for the Keene Free Press because I got my first property tax bill from Keene because I bought some property up there.
Right.
So I essentially the article that I wrote was it was called Communism, or basically Property Taxes Are Communism. And the idea is, well, look, hey, welcome to Keene. Here's your first property tax bill. You know, what a great, nice warm welcome for somebody to a new community that they're moving into, to have to pay almost over $2,800 for 6 months of property taxes. That's $6,000 a year, Mark. for property taxes. That's $500 a month. And it's like, the reason why I got...
It's almost rent.
It is. That's what I said in my article. I said, well, the reason why I bought property was so I could get out of paying rent. The rent rat hole, throwing money down the toilet, essentially, is what rent is. And now here I am, throwing $500 a month down the toilet towards the government.
At least when you're throwing money down the rent rat hole, you're feeding the economy. You have that better feeling that you're doing something good for the economy, that somebody's out there that's getting the money, and they're going to put it in the circulation, and da, da, da.
In this case, it's all being wasted.
In this case, it's going to the government, which doesn't feed the economy. It's just a waste.
So as I pointed out to the readers of the article, that, look, have you ever realized that property taxes are really communism in America? I mean, communism is a centralized authority taking wealth, taking... money from people and redistributing it according to however they deem appropriate. That's what's going on with property taxes. They send you a bill. Everybody in the town pays the bill. All that money goes into the central tax collecting authority, and then they dole it out to the other bureaucracies like the police department, like the school board. And so immediately I said, well, now you're thinking, well, wait, are you saying you want to get rid of schools and the police? No, of course not. Education and protection are two things that people, I think, find pretty important. I mean, here we are. We had an email from the federal agent who is a cop himself. Obviously, he considers the police department important. I think most people consider the police something that's pretty critical. You know, they want to be protected from violent crime and that sort of thing. So I'm not saying let's get rid of education or police. I'm simply saying, why is it that these government bureaucracies cannot fund themselves on a voluntary basis? What is it about them that makes them so unique, so special, that they can't operate as any other business would operate? And that is getting people to voluntarily use their services like Walmart does, like McDonald's does, like your business does. You can't force people to pay you a six months worth of money every single month just because you're in existence.
Here's the reason, is because when it comes to police, and you're making a good point, but when it comes to police, is they want everybody to follow the same rules evenly. If I hire a security company, I want them to secure my property from other people. I want them to favor me over other people. And that's why the free market system isn't going to work with police.
And I think you're wrong. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves, because we'll give you one example of what happens when government polices. Come on.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.